they get put in some very tough situations. I mean, even if you look at the one that Ha had, I mean, I don't know what you expect him to do. I think the whistle could be blown a little earlier on some of those. I mean, he was stood up and wasn't going anywhere. So I think that's where I think the improvement. I hate to nitpick on the defense because I mean, to me, they get put in bad situations all the time on that. So
you took a knee in the end zone after your touchdown. What do you think of the?
Yeah, that was definitely for Tay. Obviously, we said some prayers when he was laying there, and just another opportunity to do it. So it's not fun to see a brother like that.
Well, that's not
going to work anyway now, so you're good. laying there motionless like that and being that close is it's scary. So there's not enough prayers that can be said.
Jordy, you motioned over the sideline, right? That instant second.
Yeah.
Why did you know? He was
not in good shape. It's obvious.
What did you see?
It's nothing to need to go into detail.
Okay.
I mean, nothing like crazy. He just, yeah, you can tell.
Would you characterize it as a cheap shot?
I'm not going to go that way. If it is or if it wasn't, I guess I was just saying the defensive guys, I think, get put in tough situations all the time. I think we can do a better job of stopping the play earlier. And, I mean, he wasn't accomplishing anything at that point in time. So,
when a teammate gets drilled like that, does it kind of like turn your stomach?
Absolutely. It's not, that's not what we want to have happen. Obviously, it's part of the game, but you want to avoid it as much as you can. So, it hits you. It hits you deep, and you start thinking a lot. So, but hopefully, everything I've heard, he's doing all right. So I'm gonna head over and check him out once I get done here.
What's the emotion on the field after a play like that? Is it sadness? Is it anger? I mean, what
I don't know. I think it's hard to explain. I think a lot of thoughts go through your head, obviously, about him laying there and hoping that he's all right. His family, if they're here or watching on TV, I think that's some of the hardest things too that get left out is if mom and dad are at home watching, and I mean they can't get here and they don't know anything until you finally are able to get a hold of them. So there's a lot that goes through. So,
hey Jordy, how tough is it to go out there on the field and go play after a hit like that? When you see when somebody's close to you, is it tough?
I mean, he's really on this hit right now. I mean, it's tough, but once you line up, you got to go. I mean, it's probably something messed up in our head that we're able to do that, but. I think it's just you've been a part of it for so long of injuries or things like that happening that we're able to move on quickly from some things we definitely don't ever forget. But we have no choice. So.
Jordy, you never go into a game expecting to lose, obviously. But are you at all surprised how well things went offensively given the offensive line situation?
No, I think we had a good plan going in. I think the game played out, I mean, I think differently than anyone expected. Obviously, our defense did a great job getting turnovers, shutting their offense down early, giving us great field position. We were able to capitalize on possibly all those. I don't know for sure on that. But you always have a plan, and you don't know how it's ever going to go. But I think it worked pretty well tonight.
How in any way is the night different for a receiver where you know the ball's coming fast? It's going to get out of his hands really quick.
Nothing really. We still run our routes, so you just hope the timing's on and you're able to make some plays with your feet afterwards.
How about how well that offense played without Bulaga, without Bakhtiari, the way those guys stepped up and the way you guys just played as a unit?
Well, there's three more tackles you have to mention in that group yet, so they're out right now. But, I mean, those guys have done an incredible job. I think for McCray to do it in Atlanta, especially in that environment, and then to come back out here and do it again. The other shuffle of, I think, Lane went to tackle and Lucas in, and you give the credit to them and the coaches. These young guys have stepped up big for us already across the board, running backs, safeties, Geronimo, receiver, lineman, defensive line, everything. So it's great for them to get this experience. It's great for them to understand that they need to be prepared, and other guys can see that and understand that even if you're on practice squad, you got to be ready because you never know when your turn is. But those guys up front did a great job protecting Aaron. I think they did an excellent job in the run game. I think that allowed them to kind of settle down and just maybe slow down the pass rush a little bit because they couldn't just pin back knowing that we're going to throw it all the time. So all around, I think they did a really good job.
When you go into a game without all those old linemen, come in here wondering, how am I going to score no points?
No.
Why the confidence that you can overcome all of that?
Because there's multiple things you can do on an offense to take care of one another. Establishing a run game and being able to get the ball out, and then by establishing the run game, we were able to do some play action that gave us some big plays. Marty earned the game to get us some momentum and moving down the field, and obviously mine late. So you can just adjust. We got great coaches, great players that that are able to do that, and I think that's one thing. I mean, we're not a one-dimensional team. We can do multiple things and then multiple things inside those things. So,
do you think the Anthem stuff will die down now? Everything seems to go pretty smoothly now.
Hopefully the Anthem stuff does, but the other, what the whole discussion's about doesn't, because it's not what we're trying to accomplish. So, I think it went great today. I think, you know, like I said the other day in the locker room, I've had a great conversation with my family and some other friends and family that's back in Kansas about all this, because I don't think they truly know what's going on. And they, so it's great just to open that conversation up. And that's, I think, what a lot of these guys are asking to do. That's been great for me these last couple of weeks of talking to my teammates and our other fellow receivers about things and opening my eyes. Because, like I said, growing up in rural Kansas and now moving to Wisconsin, I don't see it. Well, it doesn't mean just because I don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And so I think the conversation's great. If you agree or disagree, there's nothing wrong with having a conversation. So it's hopefully that continues. So I think we couldn't do anything more than what we did. We said we had a plan, and I think it went great. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully people can move on from the anthem and the flag, because that's not what it's ever been about, and can continue with the conversation about what it's been.
It's been a different week as a whole. How much of your eyes been open in the past week to some of these issues?
A lot. We've had a lot of conversations. A lot of conversation, a lot of things posted on the internet, good and bad, from informative stuff. I've read a lot of articles about different things and learning about the history of different stuff that have opened my eyes of just different things you probably never, especially, yeah, that I've never looked at. So it's been very interesting. And like I said, for my wife and I both, we've had some great conversations at home, just the two of us. I've had some great phone conversations with, we've had some great conversations with both our families back home.
What was that? What was that moment like locking arms during the anthem? You wanted unity. I mean, did you sense that?
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, that was the sign. I think what we've done throughout this week and the meetings that we've had and the conversations that I've carried, I think, had already done that for us. That was more of a symbol of it. And honestly, things like that's going to probably grow this team even closer. And, you know, on and off the field, and they can do great things on and off the field. So it's been, I've enjoyed it, to be honest with you. I really have. And it's great to learn, to be honest with you.